Imagine discovering that one of your core beliefs about health might actually be killing you. This was Kelly McGonigal's shocking realization when she encountered research showing that believing stress is harmful was associated with a 43% increased risk of death, making this belief more deadly than skin cancer. As a health psychologist who had spent years warning about stress's dangers, this revelation transformed her perspective. What if our relationship with stress, not stress itself, determines whether it harms or helps us? The science reveals something remarkable. Stress isn't inherently good or bad. It's a natural response that can either enhance our lives or diminish them, depending largely on how we perceive it. Your thoughts about stress literally change your body's response to it. In a groundbreaking experiment, Stanford psychologist Aaliyah Crum divided participants facing a stressful job interview into two groups. One group watched a video portraying stress as enhancing, while the other saw stress depicted as harmful. Though both groups experienced increased cortisol, those who viewed stress positively released more DHA, a neurosteroid that helps the brain grow stronger from stress. This growth index predicts resilience and recovery from trauma. This isn't just a fleeting effect. When employees at UBS Bank during the 2008 financial crisis received training on stress's positive aspects, they reported less anxiety, fewer health problems, and greater productivity, despite experiencing the same high-stress environment as colleagues. Your mindset creates cascades of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that become self-fulfilling prophecies. Those with positive stress mindsets tend to face challenges directly, seek support, and find growth opportunities, while negative mindsets lead to avoidance, substance use, and withdrawal, approaches that ultimately create more problems than they solve. Our understanding of stress has been limited by early lab rat research. Humans have evolved multiple biological systems for responding to challenges. The energy response mobilizes resources throughout your body, releasing fuel and sharpening senses. This challenge response enhances brain function through endorphins, adrenaline, testosterone, and dopamine that boost confidence and motivation. The social response, driven by oxytocin, motivates connection with others when stressed. This tend and befriend response emerges when you want to call a friend during difficult times. Your heart has oxytocin receptors that aid cell regeneration. The growth response occurs during recovery, when stress hormones increase neuroplasticity. Your brain rewires to learn from stressful experiences, creating stress inoculation for future challenges. Life's most meaningful aspects are often the most stressful. The Gallup World Poll found nations with higher stress indexes also showed higher well-being. A 2013 study revealed people who experienced more stressful events rated their lives as more meaningful. Our biggest stressors, work, parenting, relationships, are also our greatest sources of purpose. What determines whether stress enhances or diminishes well-being isn't the presence of stress, but our perspective on it. Stanford research shows that connecting daily activities to personal values transforms our relationship with stress by changing how we view stressful experiences. Research contradicts the advice to calm down under pressure. Harvard professor Allison Woodbrooks found that reframing anxiety as excitement improves performance by converting nervous energy into productive fuel. Jeremy Jameson's studies confirm this. Students taught that anxiety could help them perform better on both practice tests and the actual GRE months later. Their stress hormone levels remained high, but this physiological response enhanced performance. Under pressure, we experience either an ideal challenge response that energizes us or a threat response for self-defense. During a challenge response, relaxed blood vessels allow more efficient heart pumping, maximizing energy. A threat response constricts blood vessels and increases inflammation. This reframing approach works even for clinical anxiety disorders. Jameson's social stress test showed participants with social anxiety who received mindset intervention displayed less anxiety, more confidence, and better eye contact, despite experiencing the same physical stress responses. When disaster strikes, people instinctively help others, as when physician Natalie Stavas treated Boston Marathon bombing victims despite her broken foot. This altruism born of suffering appears consistently across traumatic events, with those suffering most often helping most. This tendency serves an evolutionary purpose. Helping others prevents the defeat response that leads to withdrawal and depression. The tend and befriend response evolved to ensure we protect offspring even at personal risk, requiring courage that counters our survival instinct. This response reduces fear by activating three brain systems: the social caregiving system, oxytocin, the reward system, dopamine, and the attunement system, serotonin. Together, these make you social, brave, and smart. When we shift from self-focused goals to bigger-than-self goals, our stress experience transforms. Jennifer Crocker found that people with bigger-than-self goals feel more hopeful, while those with self-focused goals experience more anxiety and loneliness. Self-focused strivers often become depressed despite success, while those with bigger-than-self goals build stronger social networks and greater well-being. Most remarkably, helping others appears to neutralize the health impacts of severe stress. People who regularly give back show no increased risk of health problems after major life stressors, regardless of genetic predisposition. Most people recognize their greatest growth occurred during stressful periods, with 82% drawing strength from past stressful experiences when facing new challenges. Mark Seary's research revealed a U-shaped relationship between adversity and well-being. His 4-year study of over 2,000 Americans found people with moderate adversity had the lowest depression risk, fewest health problems, and greatest life satisfaction, while those with minimal or extreme adversity fared worse. Post-traumatic growth appears across virtually all traumas and cultures, manifesting as greater compassion, discovered personal strength, increased appreciation for life, stronger spiritual faith, and new life paths. Growth coexists with harm. People report both from the same event, and distress severity often predicts growth magnitude. Avoiding stress entirely removes opportunities for growth, meaningful challenges, and defining relationships. This stress generation paradoxically creates more stress while depleting supportive resources. As researchers note, the more directly one aims to maximize pleasure and avoid pain, the more likely one is to produce instead a life bereft of depth, meaning, and community. Science reveals important stress nuances. Stress typically increases health risks, except when people have purpose. Increases depression risk, except when people find meaning in struggles, and paralyzes, except when people feel capable. These exceptions become accessible through simple practices: remembering values, viewing your stress response as a resource, and helping others. Stress harms most when you feel inadequate to handle it, when it isolates you, and when it feels meaningless. Your mindset directly influences these factors. Viewing stress as harmful reinforces self-doubt, while embracing stress transforms doubt into confidence, fear into courage, and suffering into meaning, without eliminating the stress itself. Consider adopting stress goals, meaningful yet difficult personal projects that help you grow. This approach transforms potential anxiety into opportunities for achievement. The question isn't whether you'll experience stress, but how you'll relate to it. The most extraordinary lives aren't stress-free. They're lives where stress becomes a pathway to becoming more fully human.